Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been in session and has been hard at it, and one of the things that members have been focusing on in the past month has been repealing some old pieces of legislation and some old regulations, kind of clearing out some dead wood. What's going on here?
Well, you know what? I think it's important as we give a report to the people in the district, what's going on in Harrisburg. This isn't really monumental because a lot of the laws that we're repealing are laws that aren't being enforced right now. But I think it's important for people to know that the Republican caucus is moving forward in leadership of the House of Representatives in Pennsylvania by going through and saying, if we're not enforcing these laws, let's get them off the books. I think it's a good psychological move for us as a leadership team to say, let's get rid of these bills and laws that we're not using. And it also gets other legislators in the mindset of let's repeal some laws that aren't good or aren't being enforced.
Also, you've been working on some legislation of your own, and it's something that's aimed at folks who are serving in the National Guard, but those people who might be serving in a Guard unit that's not necessarily a Pennsylvania Guard, but they're residents of PA, they work in PA, but they serve in a Guard unit that they may have joined earlier in their life in another place, and they could use some protections in terms of employment. What's going on here?
Well, you know what? The United States military uses all different units from all over the country. So we could have people who live and work in Pennsylvania, but are actually deployed in a unit in another state. If that governor calls up that unit and the person has to leave a Pennsylvania employment, this legislation moves to protect that person's employment. In other words, you can't be fired for being called up and serve your country. Seems like a pretty reasonable, rational thing for us to do. That's why I made it a bill. I think last session, a member of the United States Department of Defense came before one of our committee's hearings and gave us a list of different things that Pennsylvania could do to make things more friendly to our servicemen and women, and this was one of those items. So we're answering a request from the United States Department of Defense, and they looked at what are the things that could most help servicemen and women, and that's what this legislation does. It protects the person's job. They can't be fired from the job if they're called up in a unit outside of Pennsylvania. Now it goes over to the Senate, and the Senate has to make a decision. And I think this makes a lot of sense to do this. So if people listening to this within the sound of my voice can contact their senator, ask them about it, see what they have to say. And hopefully, if you like the idea, support it. Tell your senator to support it. Call the governor's office. Tell them to sign it after the Senate gets done with it.
And I understand that you recently got to tour a very interesting law enforcement institution in your area that serves the crucial purpose of coordinating information that's exchanged between law enforcement agencies. What's going on here?
Well, one of the most important things that make me a lucky state representative is I have both people in Lehigh County and in Berks County. And in Lehigh County, the district attorney, who I believe is the longest serving district attorney in our 67 counties, Jim Martin, District Attorney Martin has this, it's known as the RIC Center, R-I-I-C, and it's a regional intelligence operation using technology for crime fighting. That's what they do there. So we took a tour of this. I can't say too much about what exactly I saw there because we don't want to tip our hand on how we're fighting crime. But it's about gathering intelligence. So if in the western part of Lehigh County, where my district is, if there's three burglaries in that area, well, they know those three are related. But they were able to connect that the same burglaries were happening over in Bethlehem in the far east side of Lehigh County. And once they caught a person for the one, they knew they solved the crimes committed in the other area because we had this regional look of gathering data. We also look at things and trade information with the state and also the federal government. So Homeland Security and the people that they're concerned with and watching as they pass into the Lehigh Valley and out of the Lehigh Valley, all that information is followed and it's put right on the desk of law enforcement. You can remember the old movies and TV shows when the sergeant would come into the muster room and say, we're looking for this person or that person. And we do all that electronically, doing it very wisely in Lehigh County. I know District Attorney Jim Martin is also looking to expand this and expand into Berks County as well. We're going to be having discussions with folks from Berks County. and maybe our other regional areas as well, down into Bucks and maybe even Montgomery County as well. It's the only facility like this at the county level in the state right now. So it's a great model to take it statewide and protect people in Pennsylvania. We have opportunities to find different pots of money to fund this, not the entire amount. The county is doing that, but we're looking to try to be a little bit supportive as we develop this great technology-using crime-fighting machine.
Representative Day, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.